This is the story of Little Red Riding Hood, adapted by Aletta, and I am Julie Jensen. Once upon a time, in the middle of a dense forest, there was a small house where there lived a little girl named Little Red Riding Hood. One sunny day, her mother called her into the kitchen. "Grandma is very sick," she said. "Take her this basket of cakes, and be careful. Stay on the path through the forest, and don't stop. If you walk quickly, no harm will come to you." "Don't worry," said Little Red. "I will run all the way to Grandma's house without stopping." Little Red Riding Hood kissed her mother goodbye and left. Then the little girl started out on her long trip through the forest. But she soon forgot the wise words of her mother. She saw a patch of strawberries under a tree. "What lovely strawberries," she said, and laid her basket on the ground. "They look so nice and ripe and big. Delicious, I bet. I'll have just one." Suddenly, Little Red Riding Hood remembered her mother, her promise, her grandmother, and her basket. She hurried back towards the path. But the wood became thicker and thicker. A yellow butterfly flew down through the trees. "Oh, how pretty," she said. And she chased the butterfly through the trees. "I'll catch you, I'll catch you," she said. And then she saw some large daisies in the grass. "Oh, how beautiful," she exclaimed. "Grandmother will like them a lot." And she picked a huge bunch of daisies for her grandmother. Meanwhile, two menacing eyes watched her from behind a tree. A strange noise in the woods made Little Red jump with fright. "I must find the path and run away before... I must run away quickly." Little Red Riding Hood ran and ran and finally found the path. But as soon as she started to relax, she heard a strange noise behind her. A very big voice said, "Hello, little girl. Why are you walking in the forest all alone? Where are you going?"
I'm taking some cakes to my grandma. She lives at the end of this path," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"Does your grandma live alone?" asked the wolf. For indeed, Little Red was now talking to the big bad wolf.
"Oh, yes," replied Little Red. "And she never opens the door to a stranger."
"Your grandmother is very clever," answered the big bad wolf. "Well, it was very nice talking to you. Maybe we'll meet again." And the wolf left, thinking, "I will first eat the grandma, and then I will wait for the girl to come." The wolf arrived at the end of the path where the house stood. Knock, knock. The wolf knocked at the door.
"Who's there?"
called the grandma from her bed.
"It's me, Little Red. I have brought you some cakes because you are sick,"
answered the wolf, trying to hide his big wolf voice.
"Oh, marvelous," said the grandma. She didn't notice anything wrong. "Come on in, dear."
Poor grandma. In less than 2 seconds, the wolf had jumped across the room and swallowed the old lady. Gulp! Then the wolf put on grandma's dress and hat and slid into the bed.
Soon Little Red knocked at the door.
Grandma, it's me. May I come in?
The wolf tried to imitate Grandma's small voice.
Hello, my dear. Come in.
Grandma, what a big voice you have, said the little girl with surprise.
All the better to greet you, my dear, said the wolf.
And what big eyes you have, Grandma.
All the better to see you with, my dear.
And what big hands you have, exclaimed Little Red.
All the better to hug you with, my dear.
And what a big mouth you have, murmured the girl in a feeble voice.
How the better to eat you with, said the wolf.
And then he leapt out of the bed and swallowed her as well. At that moment, a hunter emerged from the forest. He saw the house and decided to stop and ask for a glass of water. He was looking for a wolf that had been stealing sheep from the village. The hunter heard a strange whistling inside the house. He looked through the window, and he saw the big wolf snoring on Grandma's bed. "That's the wolf," he said.
"He won't escape me this time."
Carefully and quietly, the hunter crept into the cottage, approached the bed, and heard the sound of a little crying child. And the sound came from the wolf's stomach. The hunter used his knife to open the stomach of the wolf, and out popped Little Red and her grandma, safe and sound. The hunter filled the wolf's stomach with rocks from the garden and then stitched it back up again. When the wolf woke up and saw the hunter, he ran away as fast as he could. But the big rocks gave him such a stomach ache that he turned into a vegetarian and never bothered the village again.
"It's safe to go home now," said the hunter to the Little Red Riding Hood. "The big bad wolf is gone, and there's no more danger on this path."
Just then, Little Red's mother arrived at the grandma's house. She had been worried because her daughter had not returned from the home. When she saw Little Red, she cried tears of joy.
"Oh, you're safe! You're safe!"
After having thanked the hunter again and again, Little Red and her mother walked back through the forest, quickly this time. As they were walking under the trees, the girl said to her mother,
"We must always stay on the trail. We must always stay on the path and never stop. If we do that, we will always stay safe." And so they did. The end.